WHFR.
My name is Bam, and I invite you to join me for my newest show called The Mix with Bam, every Thursday from 9 to midnight. The three-hour mix is spun by guest DJs from around the world, featuring the very best in electronic music. It's all hosted by me, every single Thursday from 9 to midnight, right here on the only station making waves, WHFR.
Fall registration for Henry Ford Community College is underway, with a wide variety of programs and degree options to choose from. Let HFCC guide you on your way to higher education. For more information, contact the Office of Registration and Records by calling 313-845-6403 or online at hfcc.edu.
We're about to go live in the studio with Allison Lewis. In the background, I'm playing Planet DinoNet off a CD called We Travel the Spaceways. This is a tribute to Sun Ra, the music of Sun Ra. They're going to be performing a tribute to him at Transpheres in Eastern Market. That is at 1464 Gratiot in Eastern Market. That's happening Friday night. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. My name is Margaret, and this has been the Motor Calendar, where we tell you what's happening around town. We're about to go live in the studio with Allison Lewis in just a matter of a few minutes. In the meantime, let's listen to some Sun Ra, courtesy of Planet DinoNet. All right, we're going to bring that down so we can bring Allison up in the studio. We are about to go live on the Motor Live Drive. Are you ready, Mr. White?
We are ready on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. We have Allison Lewis here at our Live Drive at 5 studios. Allison, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, she is.
All right.
Well, we always like to start off with some music to let people know what the whole hour is going to be like. And what are you going to start off with today?
I will start with a brand new song, actually. This is called I'm Gone.
Yeah.
Allison Lewis here at our live drive at Five Studios. As she reaches down for a moment. In fact, Allison, now you've been in the Detroit area for a little while.
I have.
But you've really been all around the country, haven't you?
Yep. I've lived in, I don't know, 8 states, I think.
Wow.
But you keep coming back to Detroit.
I do. Yep. This time I've been back for almost 3 years, I think, maybe longer.
Well, a few of those places you've been around to. You were in Chicago for a while, weren't you?
Yep, I was in Chicago for 5 years. And then I moved to Colorado for a while. And then toured for almost a year.
Oh.
And then wound up back in Detroit.
Well, what keeps bringing you back to Detroit? Just the girl can't help?
I think it's, it's home. It's where my whole family is. And there's a really supportive community here, which I appreciate. I wasn't able to find that in Chicago after 5 years. So, I think that's what it is. It's just, it's home.
Well, that's a real good thing to have. And it's nice to hear about the community here, because we always have we really do have a strong musical community here. It's like it's like a large, small town.
Right.
With all the musicians.
Right.
In fact, why don't we have some more music from you? What's it going to be next?
Let's see. I think I will do another fairly new song. This song is called Crying Over You.
Your message in the morning. You decided we were through. For the fear of being found out, it would break their hearts if they knew. Seems like there's not enough.
got such a sweet sound to your voice. Talking about community here, I understand you did some recordings with some other bands. You were featured on Dupe and the Inside Outlaws, most recent CD.
Yep. Dupe and I wrote a song together called Not Too Late, which is a duet that made it onto the record.
Oh. In fact, you've been working with their songwriting collective,
yep,
the Inside Outlaws.
Yep. Detroit Inside Outlaws Writers Collective. Written some songs with Katie Grace and... did a little recording with Ty Stone, and written a lot with Dupe. And there's also Matt DeMitz and Pat V and some other folks. All really great songwriters.
It really is a great collective. We weren't able to find Dupe's CD in our... We found the first two. We couldn't find What Am I Supposed to Do, so we brought it up on the internet. We're hoping we're going to be able to play it.
Awesome. Perfect.
It really is a touching song between the two of you. This is the one where you're both reflecting on a relationship, I believe.
Yep. But
yeah, it's really a very, very touching song. We're going to try to bring it up right now and see if we can get it to go. It's called Not Too Late. There...
I thought about you on my wedding day. I was at the altar about to say all those words that were meant for you. But I looked in her eyes and I said I do. We made a family, we made a life. I did my job and took care of my wife. I kept the promise I made to her. But I always wondered where you were. Now every time I step into that bar, and every time I hear those old songs play, and every time I start to drink that whiskey, I wonder if it's not too late.
I remember where we were that day. There were no words, nothing left to say. I met a man in town that night. He wasn't perfect, but he treated me right. He worked all night and slept all day. I got pregnant, so I had to stay. We married at a courthouse on a summer afternoon. After all these years, I still think about you. Every time I step into that bar, every time I hear those old songs play, every time I start to drink that whiskey, I wonder if it's not too late.
And sometimes love, it fades away. Always hoped ours would one day, but it stays on me just like a scar. I wish I had on this broken heart. Every time I step into that bar, and every time I hear those old songs play, and every time I start to drink that whiskey, I wonder if it's not too late. And every time I start to drink that whiskey, I wonder if it's not too late.
And I wonder if you miss me.
Not too late.
Allison Lewis and her string of Pountland Ball.
No.
That's with Duke Dupree off his new record called What Am I Supposed to Do? And that song was called?
Not Too Late.
Not Too Late. It really is one of the prettiest ones on that CD.
Thank you.
It's a great CD.
I feel kind of lucky that I made it on that record.
Well, you've got a few CDs of your own as well, don't you?
I do. I think 2008, I put out A Mile Down to Vision, recorded that in Chicago. And then last summer, I put out the most recent record, which is called Hurricane Millie, recorded at Ghetto Recorders, Jim Diamond, in Detroit. And,
all right.
That's the most recent.
In fact, you've got a little dog on the front of your CD.
I do. That's my dog. Her name is Hurricane Millie. She's actually laying right next to me right now.
She really is.
She's her first time on the radio.
Well, oh, well. She's being a very good guest. But with your latest record, Hurricane Millie, what do you got? Yeah, you recorded that downtown with Jim Diamond. What do you have to say about that?
Oh, Jim's a good friend of mine, and I think he's wonderful and amazing. It was a great experience. We kind of did it, we recorded the whole record in 4 days. Most of it we did live, a few overdubs, but mixing, mastering, and everything, it was done in 5 days.
Whoa.
So it was kind of like a kamikaze record. But we wanted to kind of keep a more of a live feel to the song, most of it was recorded with everybody in the room, and then we just redid some vocals and stuff later. But yeah, it was a great experience, and hopefully I'll be back there in the studio pretty soon. I've got a lot of new stuff.
Whoa, good. In fact, is there anything off that record you'd like to play right now?
Yeah, I think I will play. This is actually, this is the one cover on the record. This is called Detroit or Buffalo. It was originally recorded in, I think, 1969 by a woman named Barbara Keith. And I actually got in touch with her before I put this on the record and then sent her our version of it afterwards, and she really loved it. It was kind of cool to hear from the original artist, you know, how she felt about our version. So this is called Detroit or Buffalo.
to open up the door like you've done so many times before. Sometimes you feel like you just can't do it anymore. So take a chance, or take a train out into the pouring rain when all you got is your suitcase full of pain. Better pack my things and go, Detroit.
You're talking about the community here. We're really glad that you are in Detroit and not Buffalo or
right?
anywhere.
Well, me too.
We just looked at your Facebook page, and there's a picture posted from right here in the studio of
yep.
you and Millie. And 20, oh my goodness, it's growing as we speak. There's about 31 people have clicked
Aww.
That they like the picture.
I think it helps that I have Millie in the picture. She always helps.
Right, so if you're listening right now and you want to know what the studio looks like, you can go to Allison Lewis's Facebook page, and right there you'll find a picture of her in our studio. You never know what you're going to find
right.
on the radio.
And she's also on the cover of your CD.
She is, yep.
Is Hurricane really her first name?
Well, yeah. Well, her name, yeah, that is actually her official name. Yep.
All right. Well, enough about that little puppy. It's more about you. In fact, you've got a new website coming up, don't you?
I do, yep. It should be ready to go in a couple weeks.
Okay.
It'll be stringofponies.com. Which is pretty exciting. So, yeah, you know, be able to find out everything there. And I think we're probably going to talk about my tour coming up. But
yeah.
while I'm overseas, I will be, you know, posting pictures and videos and blogging and stuff about that tour because I think it's going to be pretty special.
All right.
That's right. We were talking on the phone, and you mentioned that you've been working with a project with another songwriter that's in Milan.
Yep. In Malta.
Malta.
Yep. His name is Martin McNeil, and I met him about, I guess, 6 or 7 years ago when I was touring with a band called Maggie Pearson EJ out of Philadelphia, and met him in England, and we did a little songwriting while we were there and have kept in touch all these years. And about a year and a half ago, he asked me to start singing backup on this with his band on this record he was recording in Sicily. I think the guitar player or drummer was in London, and I'm in Detroit, and he would send me the tracks, and I would record them and send them back, and we just finally finished the record, and so I'm going to tour there. I'm going to Malta for 3 weeks.
Whoa,
in
how
September.
Exciting.
Yeah, and this will be the first time that this whole band on this record plays together. In fact, even first time I'll be meeting a lot of them.
So it's
pretty cool. I'm going to be opening for the band, and then I'll also sing back up with Martin McNeil and the Dissidents.
And you've never played, yeah, really met, haven't even met these people?
Mm-mm. I mean, I've met Martin, but it was 7 years ago, and all of our communication has been strictly through email. We've never spoken on the phone yet.
Whoa.
Have recorded an entire record together. So, yeah, it's going to be really, really interesting. We're going to have a few days to rehearse when I get there, and then we're going to actually release the CD on September 13th and 14th is like the big party. So if anybody happens to be in Malta on September 13th or 14th, that's the big CD release party.
All right. In fact, you sent us a couple of songs from there.
Right.
In fact, you sent us the whole record. But
which I have not even heard all of it yet. You guys, this is fresh. You guys get the first listen to this.
Okay, so this is a real premiere on here. Okay, in fact, you've got one. How do you pronounce that?
Melquiades.
Melquiades?
Who is a character from the book 100 Years of Solitude. So if you've ever read that, this might, ring a bell to you, the subject of this song. But
all right.
This is one of Martin's songs that I sing on.
All right, would you like to give that a try?
Yeah, let's
all right.
do it.
Town said I'll be back around. Turn these old bones into silver. Lined up on the street, roses at his feet. Parade the track, the river. And he didn't ask for this.
Very nice. In fact, that was Martin McNeil.
Martin McNeil and the Dissidents, yep.
Yeah, featuring Alison Lewis.
It's really amazing that you were able to put that together by just sending MP3s back and forth. And
isn't it cool? So, this record was recorded across the world.
That's amazing.
It's pretty cool that we can do that now.
Well, in fact, it really is, but it's even more amazing when you get people to play music right across the airwaves.
Right? True. Yes.
In fact, have you got a song for us now?
Sure. I think I'm playing you guys a whole bunch of new stuff today. This is called All I Wanted.
On the CD, it's called Alison Lewis and the String of Ponies, and I know when you perform often, the name String of Ponies is attached to your name.
Right.
Who are the ponies?
You know, over time there have been many, many ponies, which is kind of the idea of the name of the band. When I lived in Colorado, I met somebody who had written a song called String of Ponies, which is kind of where this all came about. And in the kind of in the cowboy dictionary, it means in context, like say somebody's getting married, you know, she will have to like leave behind her string of ponies or be offered a new string of ponies, you know. So that's kind of the idea. It's something that can change and evolve. And so, you know, most recently I've been playing with Mikey Brown. Rodney Henry has been playing guitar with me lately. Rachel Pearson, Craig Rickard, Tom Bonner, Chad Kruger. And then I had a whole different band in Colorado, and then Maggie and Pierce, who are in a band called Him for Her. They were my band that toured with me for about a year. So, and I'm sure that, you know, over the years there's going to be many, many more. So that's kind of the cool thing about it, I think, is that it's always going to be me and my songs, but the string of ponies will probably change over time. And so you never know. You never know what you're going to get.
I guess you could say this is Allison Lewis and her Dog and Pony Show.
Right. Yep, today Millie is my only pony.
All right. In fact, if you're going for a big tour of Europe, when's the next time people can see you right here in Detroit?
I think actually I'm leaving in 2 weeks, and until I leave, I don't have any shows. I've been playing a lot. I played Monday night at the Logger House, and last week I had a few shows, but kind of off for a couple weeks. And when I get back on September 30th, I'm doing a show at the Park Bar, and it's for the Ghetto Blaster compilation that they put together through Motor City Brewing Works. They did one a few years ago, and now they're going to put together like three. I think on each record there's, or at each show there's three bands,
okay.
And it's going to be a live recording, and so I will be doing that on September 30th, right when I get back. So that's my next Detroit show. It's not for a while.
And they're going to be recording that for a CD?
Yep. They will. Jim Diamond, I think, is actually going to be the one recording it, I believe. So yeah, it'll be a live compilation of Detroit musicians.
Well, that should be a real cool show.
Yeah,
it really does sound good.
In fact, do you have any songs you're planning on doing for that show?
You know, I haven't quite thought about it yet.
You've got a lot to think about before.
Yeah, I imagine that, you know, we'll play a full set and then they'll kind of pick whichever ones come out the best. But I've been playing a lot of new stuff lately. It's just kind of nice to try out new things, you know, play new songs. And because I've been playing solo a lot lately, I can do that, you know.
Well, what would you like to try out now?
I think I'll do another new one. This is called Storm Song.
Storm that you feel in.
All right. Allison Lewis here in the Live Drive at 5 Studios. What was the name of that last song?
I've just been calling it Storm Song.
Storm Song.
Working title.
All right. In fact, Margaret's been busy here. In fact, earlier you mentioned to me you wanted to do a CD giveaway.
Yeah,
now,
sure.
Now, how many of those did you want to give away?
Well, I figure I'll give away... whatever.
Well, I'll tell you what, Margaret...
Well, the number is 313-845-9676, option 1, gets you into the studio. So if people call... actually, I posted it on Facebook.
Okay.
And Libby, the girl with the green and white blanket... has called up. She's listening to the show and enjoying you. She was a student of yours, I believe.
Oh, my goodness. No, I was her nanny.
You were her nanny.
Aw. Libby, hey, well, Libby.
She's
listening to the show right now, and she said it sounds really good. And also, Sonia has called.
Aw.
And she said she is so happy for you that you are doing, she's been listening to you and, you know, been a big supporter of you for a long
time.
She
really has, yes.
And she's so happy to hear that you're doing what you really love.
Oh, that's nice.
So.
Thanks, you guys.
But give us a call at 313-845-9676. Option 1 gets you into the studio if you want to get one of Allison Lewis's new CDs with Millie on the cover.
Mm-hmm. Or one of the old ones.
Okay.
Down Division. Have one of those, too.
All right. Or you can always call us on our 800 number. That's 800-585-4322, extension 9676. Hit option 1 to get into the studio. But there's so much going on for you. And while we're waiting for those callers, why don't we have some more music?
Okay. Let's see. Maybe I will play you one off of Hurricane Millie. This is called... Sad Parade. Wrote this when I was living in Southwest Detroit, but I think it's something that we can relate to in most neighborhoods. It's called Sad Parade. Parade. I see it every day.
In fact, all I can say, Allison, is you've got a lot of fans out there.
Yeah.
I got to give a shout out to Jerry in Dearborn Heights. He's really likes what you what you're doing.
All right, we'll do that. All righty. Bye
bye. Hi, Jerry.
All right.
Thank you for listening. Appreciate it. I really do.
No, you do have a lot of fans out there, so that's always real good. In fact, anything? Like I say, we've got to remind people they can. What's the best way to get a hold of you while they're waiting for your String of Ponies website to be up?
Probably through Facebook, and you can always go to my page, Allison Lewis, or there's also a String of Ponies page. I generally update both of those regarding shows and you know, new stuff, and I've been posting a lot of stuff about my trip, my tour in Malta, and like some of the new songs that were kind of releasing one at a time there. So go ahead and take a listen to that. It's kind of exciting and a little different. I think we're going to hear another one of those songs, maybe.
Yeah, in fact, that'd be a good thing to do. In fact, for people wanting to get a hold of your CDs, what's the best way for them to get?
If you go to stringofponies.bandcamp.com, you can get them right there. Or you can download it. There's also my older solo record, Hum, is on there. Or at a show. Come out and see me play.
All right, so check her out on Bandcamp or wait till September.
Yep.
So we're going to listen to something from the project that you're going to be heading to Malta for.
Right.
This next one we've got queued up is called The Smallest Things.
Okay.
Can you tell us anything about it before we start?
Martin wrote all of these songs, so and I sing backup on it. Like I told you earlier, I have not spoken to him in 7 years. I can't wait to get there and have a lot of these questions answered myself, you know. But I think it speaks for itself. I think it's a really cool song.
What is the language? Common language there is it?
Well, they speak Maltese, but Martin is from England, so. And I'm pretty sure everybody in the band speaks English, but I guess I'll find out soon. And they might even be listening right now in Malta. So, hey, guys,
and
if you are, can't wait to meet
you. Well, music is a common language, so.
Yeah.
All right, so this again is from Martin McNeil.
Martin McNeil and the Dissidents.
Dissidents. All right, let's give it a spin.
All right.
Last train out of Wheaton, just left the station. I was cold and I was impatient. 8 minutes after midnight, met a man all dressed in black. I discussed his occupation. He put a cross around my neck and told me I found salvation. Then he said, in the smallest things you do wrong, boy, in the smallest things you do wrong, in the smallest things you do wrong, boy, in the smallest things you do wrong. Walking away from the dark man, I have myself an epiphany. When I woke up, I was in Memphis, a long shadow over me. A woman all dressed in white, a beauty defied convention. She put a book into my palm and told me I found religion. Then she said, in the smallest things you do wrong, boy, in the smallest things you do wrong, in the smallest things you do wrong, boy, in the smallest things you do wrong. And I found myself with the good book of the Lord. I can't make head or tail of it, I've heard it all before. And I bow my head, get on my knees and pray. Maybe it's the smallest things getting in my way. We'll be right back.
All right, Allison Lewis, along with Martin McNeil and the Dissidents.
I hope they're listening right now. That is so cool. Way on the other side of the world.
There are a lot of people on your Facebook page that have clicked in. They like the picture and that commented that they're listening right now.
Oh, good.
So you'll have to go open it up when you get off and see exactly. There's like about 40 people who have clicked like on the photo.
That's nice. That makes me feel good.
In fact, one thing you just told me, I find it kind of interesting. Originally, you're a Dearborn girl.
I born and raised in Dearborn, graduated from Dearborn High.
Well, that you never know when you come home.
Yep.
And actually, I think our history goes back to, weren't you a waitress at the Mad Hatter at one point?
You know what? I did not work there. One of my best friends worked there.
Ah.
But I did. I was there when it opened, and it was my little coffee shop.
That's where I first remember meeting you many years
ago.
Okay,
yeah. That's a long time ago, right?
Well, in fact, what song would you like to do next?
I think I'm gonna do another new song.
Well, go for it.
Why not? It's called Down Too Deep. It's brand new. It's about staying up too late and maybe partying too much, which I know nothing about.
When the sun went down, I was on the dance floor. You were long gone, said you couldn't take it no more. When the sun came up, you were fast asleep, and I was down too far and in. I was down too far and in too deep. Didn't take long for it to get a hold of me. Seems I want a little taste of everything I see. Even though I know it may hurt me. Take me down too far and in. Take me down too far and in. I should go home, but I don't want to. I should be lying in bed next to you. But I walk to the edge and I took that leap and now I'm
All right.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
In fact, want to remind people you can get a hold of Allison Lewis on her Facebook page, or where else is a good place to get you?
The stringofponies.bandcamp.com. And also, I should have a new website up, stringofponies.com, in the next couple weeks.
And you're going for a big, big tour of Europe?
Yep.
And
be leaving in about 2 weeks?
I'm leaving in, yep, just September 7th.
Wow, that's exciting. And then you will be back in time for the Park Bar's live recording for Ghetto Blasters. That's happening on September 30th?
Yep.
Do you know who else is going to be there that night?
Or? You know, I'm not sure. I know that Dupe is going to be a part of it, and I believe Katie Grace. And then there's probably like six more people, but I have not seen the whole list of people.
Well,
but
we'll find
wow,
out.
Wow, we're definitely going to have to find out more about that one and get it.
Yeah, I'll make sure
I'll let you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got about 3 minutes left.
Okay.
What would you like to do?
Well, I think you want me to play us out here?
Yeah, why don't you?
Okay. This is a song from Hurricane Millie. It's called Would You.
If I were to tell you I was going away, would you get down on your knee, beg me to stay for a day?
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio